Proclamation number 8220, dated the July 22nd, 1962. Testing the spirits. The adversary's activity during the last days. This much you should know. My adversary interferes wherever he can because it is the time of the end. His activity can be detected wherever ambiguity reigns, wherever there is confusion and where disagreements arise amongst people, which are always triggered by the one who is your enemy and my opponent. And where you notice discord between people, you will also know that he is active there in order to endanger your spiritual progress, for there is no light to illuminate the darkness either. He will even try to plunge my own into confusion, although they all want what is right and believe themselves to work according to my will. For once they are brightly enlightened by me, he will surely try to obscure the light or even extinguish it completely. And then you will need great strength and have to request it from me in order to enable you to resist him if he puts you under pressure or tries to push you back into darkness. But everyone has power over him if it is his heartfelt desire to belong to me and through actions of love allows me to be present so that I myself can protect him from my adversary. You can recognize how he tries to assert himself by the fact that he chooses human vessels for himself to influence them accordingly and to misuse my name in order to credibly portray his disgraceful intentions as my walking. And this will particularly distinctly manifest itself during the time of the end. Although I announce that I will pour out my spirit over all flesh, he will specifically make use of this promise by arrogantly daring to spread falsehood amongst people under the cover of divine activity. And people thoughtlessly accept everything. Yet their heartfelt bond with me will always enable them to recognize whether it is mine or my adversary's work. For they will feel an inner objection to all that which is not the working of my spirit. But you humans should also be careful and not thoughtlessly accept everything as truth, for he disguises himself well, because he will use all means in order to regain the souls he has lost, which had already granted me thule and which I will therefore not let fall. I must clarify this to you. After all, you humans accept much as coming from me which, in fact, comes from my adversary. But I will always grant you enlightenment to and guide your thoughts correctly if you seriously want this. However, you must also always make an effort to recognize that which is right, since through your desire for the pure truth you also entitle me to impart it to you. I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and servants and handmaidens shall prophesy. Single quote, this is the promise I gave you and therefore it must come true. And it will indeed come true. Nevertheless, you humans have to make the test yourselves. After all, you will have to admit that much has already been presented to you as coming from me which you recognized as being wrong and misleading. You will have to admit that the lying spirit has often been caught out and that these vessels nevertheless look upon themselves as my servants and handmaidens. Consider how many contradictions have been identified and how the pure truth was thereby endangered by them time and again. And if you want to accept everything that is offered to you, especially during these last days, as the outpouring of spirit upon servants and handmaidens, your thinking would become very confused and one could hardly speak of a light from above. You should examine everything seriously and appeal to my spirit for it. And if you genuinely want to know the truth, then you will truly recognize where my adversary is at work. For the fact that my adversary avails himself of my name is no guarantee that you receive the truth. He has great power at the end and uses cunning and trickery to fight against the pure truth. He wants to extinguish the light from above or obscure it, and will always find the weakness in a person where he can slip in if the person has not yet entirely discarded the hereditary evil. If he still harbors a small spark of arrogance in his soul, if the person would still like to be important and present himself as a vessel for my spirit, which, however, he can only become when profound humility fills his heart. For I only bestow my grace upon the humble. And I work in seclusion, but people who are in contact with one of my chosen vessels recognize me in every word spoken by this person to his fellow human beings. I myself will place the words into the mouth of those who speak on behalf of me in my name and who serve me in the last days, whom I consider to be suitable to be of service to me as servants and handmaidens according to my will. Amen.